This is 89.9 WWNO. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled week as we count down to Independence Day. Are you making plans or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for an exhibit of modern art with bling, a tour of a new dance studio, a unique fishing hole complete with air conditioning, speakers at Essence Festival, or a sacred ceremony honoring African ancestors, it's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. I'm your host, Diane Mack. A new exhibit at the New Orleans Museum of Art blends traditions of the Middle Ages with a futuristic vision of pop culture. Eileen Fleming reports the work of former New Orleans resident Rashad Newsom takes a variety of forms.
Lining the Great Hall of the New Orleans Museum of Art is a collection of intricate collages. Just how intricate is evident close up. The updated gilded frames contain patterns that repeat thousands of modern images, like jewels and hubcaps, to appear as multi-layered coats of arms. That's just what artist Rashad Newsom had in mind. He studied those patterns at the College of Arms in London.
Everything that's in the images is an object that represents social status, economic status as a warrior, some type of a symbol of position in society. And I collage them together to create color and shapes. So every image in the piece is sort of competing for its space within the piece. And then collectively as a background, the background is competing with the foreground, which is also competing with the frame. So I looked at each piece as sort of like having its own tournament happening within it, but then also each one is competing with each other.
It's a lot of competition. The frames are translucent with candy paint that's usually seen on cars. The metallic hues change color depending on the lighting. Borders include flowers, chains, and cherubs. NOMA's modern art curator, Miranda Lash, says she first saw Newsom's work at the Whitney Museum of American Art 2010 biennial. It was a video of Vogue dancing. Then she learned the artist, now living in New York, is originally from New Orleans and kept track of his work. She said his collection would blend perfectly with the NOMA series.
The Great Hall series is designed to debut new art by artists who are specifically responding to Louisiana in some way.
Newsom merged his video work with the Middle Ages in a 2011 piece now on display at NOMA in a room off the second floor of the Great Hall. It's called Herald, and it depicts a kind of hip-hop knighting ceremony in a church. It's placed in the sightline of the museum's 18th-century portrait of Marie Antoinette.
What do you think she would be thinking, the view of what her ancestors' future holds?
I think she would be very pleased. I mean, she has quite a history of being very decadent, and I think there is a very decadent nature to all of this work, to the point of absurdity, so I think she would really appreciate that.
Back in the Great Hall main floor, Newsom describes a collage he calls Number One Stone of Vigilance. It's a tribute to Brian Birdman Williams, co-founder of Cash Money Records of New Orleans.
That group of guys coined the phrase bling, which is often used to describe my work. And also a lot of their early album artwork was a big inspiration for me. And it's called Number One Stone of Vigilance because he's considered to be the number one stunner. He's almost completely tattooed. He has tons of jewelry and all the latest cars and everything. So he would be like Marie Antoinette, actually.
Newsom features the New Orleans Mardi Gras court traditions in a third video recorded at NOMA, which will be released this fall. His collage collection is on view through September 15th. For WWNO Inside the Arts, I'm Eileen Fleming.
A public-private partnership between the New Orleans Ballet Association, NOBA, the New Orleans Recreation Department, NORD-C, and Chevron is raising the bar when it comes to dance opportunities in New Orleans. The newly renovated NORD-C Lions Center reopened with a state-of-the-art dance studio made possible by Chevron for the exclusive use of the Nordsee Noba Center for Dance. Joining me now is Jenny Hamilton, Executive Director of the New Orleans Ballet Association. Jenny, welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you so much, Diane.
This is exciting news. Tell me, how did the studio come about?
Well, the Nordsee Noba partnership was created 20 years ago in 1992, and part of the partnership and the vision at that point was that there would be dedicated facilities, proper facilities with dance floors at Nord centers. And 20 years later, with the generosity of Chevron, there is a brand new 3,000 square foot state-of-the-art studio with sprung floors, bars and mirrors right there at the Nord Lion Center. Located on the corner of Louisiana and Chapultepec, it's a beautiful facility with a pool and gym and stage and activity rooms. It's just a gorgeous facility. So the dance studio is just one part of this facility. And the children this past month since it opened have had a really amazing time with some guest artists practicing and rehearsing and spending time in that studio. Artists from Alonzo King Lines Ballet out of San Francisco Ballet, Troy Powell from the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, and currently finishing up with artists with Ballet Hispanico. So just incredible opportunities for them to learn the movement styles and vocabulary of choreographers that are setting works on major dance companies around the world.
Now tell us about the classes that are offered. This is tuition-free dance classes. Do you have a history of offering these type of courses?
We do. In 1992, when the partnership was founded, it was really created to really obliterate any barrier from a child being able to have access to quality dance instruction. And it was done really by offering the classes tuition-free and offering them in Nord neighborhood centers around the community. So for the past 20 years, it has remained tuition-free, and it has remained in all of the Nord sites and will continue to remain for the next 20 years as well in all of the Nord sites. So the Lion Center is only one facility of many that are offering tuition-free dance classes around the community. The Lion Center, of course, is the one with the professional dance studio.
So tell us who's eligible to take the courses and what type of dance courses are offered.
The classes are offered year-round for children ages 6 to 18 in all the Nord sites, and it is a curriculum of ballet. We offer modern and tap and hip-hop, and then workshops in different types of dance forms, like African or Haitian or hula character, different dance forms. Beyond that, there is a senior dance program as well for senior citizens, and that is offered during the daytime at two Nord sites year-round. We are going to begin that again in August at two different sites, and that is offered for senior citizens completely tuition-free. And then we also have an adult ballet class that will be offered at one of the sites, probably the Lion Center in the fall as well. But you can also register if you are a senior or an adult. We have Saturday classes right now at the Lion Center, a movement class for seniors in the mornings on Saturday, and then about 11:30, a beginning ballet class as well for adults to come and take class.
Now, you have had thousands of people to come through your doors over the past two decades.
We have. There have been more than 37,000 tuition-free classes for more than 12,000 families. So it has been pretty spectacular to be able to touch and be a part of that many lives.
And fall is fast approaching. Can you give us a sneak peek?
We're very excited to open the season the first Friday in October with the Scottish Ballet, and they are going to be making their New Orleans debut with A Streetcar Named Desire. It's a North American premiere. It's not been seen out of the UK. Actually, it is choreographed by Annabel Lopez Ochoa, who is a choreographer whose work the students have learned this summer as a part of this week with Ballet Hispanico. The season then will continue with India Jazz Suites, an amazing collaboration between a Tok dance master and Jason Samuel Smith, a tap star at NOCA, as well as Diavolo returning with just their enormous playground of huge sets and physical dance theater with the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra, accompanying them in January, the Joffrey Ballet in March, and then we will close out the season in May with Parsons Dance Company. And we're continuing this initiative that we've built to pair world-renowned choreographers with New Orleans musicians. And there will be a component of that that involves the children of the Nord Noba Center for Dance. So they'll have an opportunity to work with David Parsons and the company.
That's incredible. Congrats.
Thank you so much. We're enjoying every single minute of it.
Jenny Hamilton, Executive Director of the New Orleans Ballet Association. More info on dance education programs is available at nobadance.com. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
A new interactive exhibit, Go Fish, opens at the Audubon Aquarium of the Americas on Independence Day. The exhibit celebrates the Gulf Coast fishing industry. Joining me now with more on this hands-on exhibit are Dee Murphy and John Fallon of the Audubon Aquarium. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Tell me about Go Fish. It's spelled G-E-A-U-X, fish. This sounds like an exciting exhibit. What are you exploring?
Well, I think the spelling gives it away a little bit. It's a very Louisiana-centric way to say something, and that's what we're doing. We are going to highlight and showcase Louisiana's fishing industry, both the recreational and the commercial side, and show why it's so important to our region and what a huge aspect it is of our culture and heritage down here.
So how do you do that? This is a hands-on exhibit. How are you involving visitors, and what lessons do we learn from our state's fishing industry?
Well, there's a lot of opportunities to kind of get involved and get on boats. And we have fishing games where you can compete against your friends or other visitors and see who catches the biggest fish, or get on a boat and drive it down to the Wrigley's, or you can even back it up if you want, if you don't want to go that far. And then some of our exhibits are interactive. You can actually come up inside some of exhibits and get a different view, almost like you're inside the exhibit as opposed to looking at it from the outside.
That's a lot of activity for the younger set, and you also have some programs that are incorporated within the exhibit that will keep the adults busy also?
Yeah, definitely. We design exhibits to hit all levels, so we've got some more technical information, and then we've got information and interactives to keep the kids a little busy. But, you know, when you look at it, you know, we think even the kids are going to be interested in some of the writing on the walls, so to speak, because kids down here, when they're able to hold a pole, they start fishing. So this is a lifelong learning experience for them. So we want to get them young and get them interested. And, you know, we really think they're going to respond to all the information we have at all levels.
Now, I understand that there are several exhibits within Go Fish. Can you talk about some of those? I believe one that's being highlighted is Audubon's latest initiative called Gulf. What is it, and why is it important?
So GULF stands for Gulf United for Lasting Fisheries, and it is a project we are working on that's going to work on the sustainability of Gulf Coast fisheries. So we're going to look at fisheries across the Gulf Coast and make sure that the way they're managed is sustainable for generations to come. You know, people love seafood down here, and I don't think people around the country realize how much seafood they get from the Gulf. And so that's another thing we want to have the visitors learn that come from all over the country.
Another program that's part of this is one where you deal with stranded animals?
Yeah, that's correct. That's our Louisiana Marine Mammal and Sea Turtle Stranding Program. I think we got a lot more exposure during the BP oil spill a couple years ago, but I think it's important for people to realize that we were doing that long before, and we are a 24/7, 365 program. So anytime a marine mammal or sea turtle is stranded on Louisiana's coast, we are there to respond. So we are a rehab and release program.
Now, one of the things that's been very popular at the aquarium is the stingray touch pool. Is that part of this exhibit also?
Of course. People have been very sad that it's been closed during renovations, but we're happy that it'll be open 4th of July with the rest of the exhibit for not only visitors to touch the stingrays, but to do interactive feeds. We have our husbandry staff comes out at 11:30 and 2:30, and you can actually feed a stingray and get that experience that not a lot of people get.
So the countdown is on to the opening of your new exhibit, Go Fish.
We are really excited. We put a lot of effort into this, and we think we hit a home run in it. We get visitors all the time who come by and they look at our Gulf exhibit and they ask, can I bring my fishing pole to catch some of those fish in there? And we know there's people down here that are excited for fishing, and we really hope that they enjoy it and that visitors from all over the country enjoy it as well and really see what makes Louisiana fishing so special.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Murphy and John Fallon with the Audubon Aquarium of the Americas. Go Fish opens on Independence Day. It's billed as the Party with a Purpose. The Essence Festival kicks off its 19th celebration in New Orleans on the 4th of July, running through Sunday with a star-studded lineup of musical entertainment and empowerment sessions with national and local speakers addressing civic, social, and political issues affecting the African-American community. Carol B. Bell, Executive Director of the Ashe Cultural Arts Center, is one of the featured speakers who will address issues concerning families and healing through art and culture. Carol, welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you so much.
What will be your message as you address thousands of visitors at the Essence Festival?
It's the message about how we overlook the importance and the power of culture. In many instances, we are operating on different wavelengths when we talk about culture. Some person hears culture and they're thinking about the multiplicities of artistic genres. And so they're thinking theater and music. And other people, when they talk about culture, they understand that we're talking about like everything about us, how it is that we get to be our essential selves. And that happens in this milieu of roles, rules, rituals, tradition, folkways. And whatever it is that we feel like we've lost it by not paying attention to the detail and the minutiae of our days. And that's the message that I'm bringing. One is trying to bring people to the point of seeing that, and then letting people understand that once you know it, then you get working on it. And so if you feel like your young people are distant from you, then you look at your life and you see how much are you bringing them close, more than just sheltering them. How much do you make sure that their lives run consistent with yours? Where do you make the space for conversation? Where do you make the space for being able to download the things that are going on in their lives? And often what happens is that the young people are on one track and we're on another one. The family is still as important as it ever was. It didn't stop being important.
In addition to your speech on strengthening Black families at Essence, the Ashe Cultural Arts Center on Saturday will hold a sacred ceremony in Congo Square remembering those lost during the transatlantic slave trade, a ceremony called Maafa, spelled M-A-A-F-A. Tell us, what is it and what does Maafa mean?
Marimba Ani, who is an African-American scholar, gave us this word from the Swahili dictionary, and it means horrific tragedy. And her thought was that often the Middle Passage was spoken about from the perspective of being the Black Holocaust. And so she said that what has happened to Africans who were snatched and brought to America was its own tragedy, its own great offense against humanity, and that there ought to be a way that when we are encountering it emotionally, if we're encountering it intellectually, that we ought to be being brought right into that material. And so the Maafa is about remembering and honoring the sacrifice of our ancestors. It's about blessing the progress that has been made, not turning our eye away from it, but also being mindful that there is so much more to be done and that we cannot rest on laurels that we don't deserve yet, and we have to be busy figuring out how it is that we become an animated citizenry that's dedicated to justice for all.
What takes place at this ceremony?
We come together inside of Congo Square, which is our most sacred of sacred places. In New Orleans, it's the place where Africans were allowed to go on Sundays, and they could once again speak their tongue, because that was not allowed in the places where they were enslaved. They could dance, and they could step back into the culture that had been the one that they had been snatched from. And so it's a very, very special and sacred place. So there we come together, and we do songs and prayers from every tradition that we can find, from the Buddhists, from the Muslims, from the Christians, from traditional religions, the Sarasat, from Ife. We have prayers in all of these traditions there, and we have songs, and we have drumming. And then we leave, and we travel to the Tomb of the Unknown Slave at St. Augustine Church. We pay homage there. And then we move through the quarter at places where slave auctions were held. We stand and we give reverence. and we're going to go across the ferry with drumming and singing, and we're going to do floral offerings in the river. These are for the ancestors that didn't make it or chose not to, to live such horrific lives. And then we're going to go to the other side of the river and then take the ferry back. We will have international guests and drummers that are going to be there, and we are inviting the community out. This is a horrific thing that happened to us, but we're not the only ones who've suffered as a result of it. And so everyone is invited to come. This is not just for African Americans. This is a way that we come to recognize that this was an injury to humanity that we bore, but that has continued to essentially have its mark, so to speak, on our efforts to become a democratic, a truly democratic society here in America.
Well, Carol, thank you so much for talking with me.
I am. Thank you so much for having us back again. It's always wonderful to talk with you.
Carol B. Bell is the executive director of the Ashe Cultural Arts Center. The Ma'afa ceremony beginning in Congo Square takes place Saturday at 7 a.m. It is free and open to the public. White attire is suggested. You can hear Carol B. Bell speak on empowering African American families at the Essence Festival on Thursday, July 4th at 12:15 at the Montreal Convention Center. And we have something extra in our Lanyap Corner. You can enjoy fireworks as Go Forth on the River celebrates its 23rd Independence Day celebration on the New Orleans riverfront with its Dueling Barges fireworks extravaganza between the Governor Nichols Street Wharf and Canal Street Dock at 9 p.m. There are several events at the French Market, including Johnette Downing, who will perform children's music indoors at the New Orleans Jazz National Park in Dutch Alley on Friday at 11. The Victory Bells will perform patriotic songs at the Farmers Market stage Friday at noon. More events are scheduled Saturday and Sunday. You can check the website frenchmarket.org. Have a happy 4th. That's our show for this week. Inside the Arts is a production of WWNO. Our program is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll go Inside the Arts. I'm Diane Mack.